There's an old but true saying that goes, if you want something done, give it to a busy person. And that is very true of Sam Beckman from Two Bent Rods, who's also the leader in the Women's Recreational Fishing Network and the Moreton Healthy and Active program. As well as that, Sam somehow finds time to write books as well. Good morning, Sam. Have you had time to take a breath?
Just a little bit. We've not long got home from Hughenden and it's been a really long drive, it's about 17 hours. But I'll tell you more about the Festival of the Outback Skies and the inaugural Hughenden Festival Fishing Comp another time. The Moreton Youth Week Fishing Comp was held during the first week of the holidays, and thanks to our event partner, the City of Moreton, and to Lucas and the team at the Community Development Side of Council for entrusting the comp to us again. Plenty of fish were uploaded to the Two Bent Rods app, and the winners will all be receiving a Shimano prize pack and some other goodies. And all the entrants are City of Moreton residents and are aged 12 to 25 years. And the aim of the comp is, as always, to get the kids to put their devices down for a bit and go outside and have some fun fishing. The winners are determined by the two longest fish in that category. So some of these lengths might seem a bit long, but it is two fish. So the winners are Brim in the 12 to 17 year age group was Lachlan Blake on 665. The older age group, Michaela Gallivan, 570, Flathead, Hunter Armstrong, and Jack Lightfoot. Tilapia was Jake Gale and Michaela Gallivan again. The whiting was Tristan Garth and Caitlin Granger. There was no carp caught, but we had a mystery category, and that was flounder. And we also have a rubbish category to a little bit of positive reinforcement to get the kids to clean up the areas that they're fishing. And both those categories were won by Storm Armstrong. On the 10th of May, we have an early start at Shorncliffe with a women and girls program. And this is thanks to the Queensland Government's Active Women and Girls Program grant. And Two Bent Rods is facilitating this series on behalf of Envirofish Incorporated. And the participants who attend at least two out of three sessions in this series will go home with a free Shimano rod and reel combo. And all the fishing equipment and bait is supplied. And this activity is suitable for women and girls aged 13 and above. We've got the Healthy and Active Moreton too. And it was so great to see so many kids take part in the Active Holidays programs. There were plenty of mullet caught in the net at Deception Bay. The kids landed long toms, brim and whiting. Bongaree seen plenty of species caught, including Moses Snapper, Spangled Emperor, whiting, rock cod, grassy emperor, tarwine, brim, and even a legal blue swimmer crab. We have a couple of fishing days with Healthy and Active Moreton this month, and we'd love you to join us. These sessions are for all ages. There'll be lots of kids there too. The cost is only $5, and we're at Dolly's Rocks on the 10th of May and back at Bongaree on the 17th of May. And you'll find all the information and the bookings on our website at all the W's, twobentrods.com.au.
Gee, Sam, you have been busy. Let's have a song break and we'll be right back with more from Sam. We're back with Sam from Two Bent Rods, also a leader in the Women's Recreational Fishing Network and the Moreton Healthy and Active program. Okay, Sam, tell us what else is happening in your world.
Well, towards the end of the month, I'm heading to Rockhampton for the BEAM Awards. And Two Bent Rods is a finalist for the Environmental and Sustainability Business of the Year category. And we are all for keeping our fisheries sustainable, as well as the circular economy, whether that's waste products or a wasted resource. We use and recycle where we can, and we collect our fishing line and pass that to another organisation called Rig Recycle. We turn it into fishing products. The winners of the Moreton Youth Week Fishing Comp will all receive a bait board or a paint scraper that's been made from old fishing line spools. Well, that's pretty cool to see. Our comps don't allow single-use plastic, and they give back to the environment by donating funds to purchase native fingerlings to restock the water body. I'm really excited for the trip, and I actually won tickets to the gala, the cocktail party and the workshop, so looking forward to spending time networking and making friends with other business owners, hopefully setting up a meeting or two to try and bring a comp up that way as well. I've spent the last month working on an application for a Churchill Fellowship, and my project aim is to go to Brazil and the US to research how tilapia skins can be used for burns. These have been trialled overseas on both humans and animals. And at the moment in Australia, tilapia are a wasted resource. This is due to them being an invasive species, and they come under Biosecurity Queensland laws. So if tilapia are caught in Queensland, you must dispatch and dispose. So you either kill carp or tilapia as humanely as possible, then either bin or bury them above the high tide mark. tilapia and carp cannot be eaten or used for bait. Never return them to the water. They are an introduced species and are running rampant through our waterways. So I'd love to turn something noxious into something that can help ease people's pain. That's all from me, and I hope to see you all out fishing.
And that was Sam Beckman from Two Bent Rods, keeping our community connected. And you can catch all those details again on our 101.5 FM website and just search podcasts.